A musical adaptation of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night at the Delacorte Theatre will debut this Friday with a cast of hundreds, but only five professional equity actors among them. The Public Works production involves community-based organizations from all of New York City's boroughs, along with cameo groups that include the Harlem Dance Club, Jambalaya Brass Band, The Love Show, New York Deaf Theatre, the Zhuangmen Kung Fu Wushu Training Center, and one U.S. postal carrier. There'll be five performances through Monday, September 5th, and tickets are free. Joining us now to talk about it are its director, Kwame Kwe-Arma, and actor Jose Lana, who plays Orsino. Welcome to our show.
What a joy to be here.
Thank you very much.
Kwame, you've been an actor, a playwright, a director. You're currently the artistic director of Baltimore Center Stage. What draws you to a production like this one? Are there no challenges left in Baltimore?
There are many challenges, and I'm very grateful that my theater allows me to come and dance in New York. But I think that ultimately, Oscar Eustace and Lear, their proposition to the world that access, that art is for everyone, and that every person can come on one of the greatest stages in America and do their Shakespeare. I think that's the thing that made me want to run up here, really, and be dancing every day in rehearsal.
But this has to be an incredible organization problem. You're kind of like being a Cecil B. DeMille with a cast of thousands.
Yes, I would say that Public Works, it's the fourth one, and so the Public Theatre have got this, the art of it, down. I mean, throughout the year, they teach classes in five different boroughs in Shakespeare and theatre, and then we audition in those areas, and they've kind of got it down. By the time the people arrive in the rehearsal room from across New York and the 100 community members walk into the Delacorte, into the public rehearsal room, they're ready, they know what's expected of them, and really my job is just to facilitate their art.
Oh, so you don't get hazard pay?
Not yet.
Jose, how much time did it take to put this whole thing together?
Well, you know, I speak directly from the small cast of five professional, and I say professional with air quotes because the second we walked into the rehearsal room, they'd already been working for weeks. Mm. And they're just as professional as we are, and everyone was there with such excitement and professionalism, and because everyone really cares about the project so much. And so we've only been there for the past 4 weeks, and we joined already this enormous family of love and support, and hopefully we're adding something to the mix.
Looking at your resume, you also look like someone who enjoys a challenge. You've played everyone from the King of Siam to Marcos.
Yes, only leaders. I only play like dictators and leaders and
well,
royal courts.
You could have done. You're too young to do Lear, but maybe. had you done any Shakespeare before?
I have not, and this is I'm cracking the glass. It intimidates me so much, and to have Kwame be there to sort of shepherd us and sort of sift through this. Although as an adaptation, there's a lot more music in it than your typical Shakespeare play.
So. And where does the music come from?
A rather brilliant performer and actor called Shayna Tarp. And she's written the music and the lyrics. And the lyrics are quite extraordinarily brilliant. It's set in the equivalent of New Orleans today. And though the music is very rhythmic, it covers every genre of musical theatre. We were just saying before we came in that each of us are still singing the songs every morning and on our days off.
Exactly.
And after 6 weeks of rehearsal, that's really saying something.
Well, it takes liberties with Shakespeare, but Shakespeare included music in his productions, as far as we know.
Of course. The great thing about that is, nearly every Shakespeare comedy ended with a dance. And actually not even just the comedies. And I love the idea of just getting people around. In fact, our rehearsals start every day with a dance
party.
Just to kind of create a bond and say, okay, now let's get ready to party, because that's really what we're doing.
And any nervous energy dissipates completely when you start the room with 100 people at the dance party.
Had you seen any of the previous productions of the Public Works group?
I saw the last two. I saw last year's Odyssey, and then I saw The Tempest before that.
And what's the purpose of this kind of show? Is it to introduce community groups to the arts, or to introduce audiences to the kind of talents that are in these community groups?
I think it's that, plus simply just saying art is for everyone. Here, come and play. I think the beautiful, almost radical thing about it being Shakespeare is that we all know, even as a community member, that if I can act Shakespeare, then it means that I can act. Mm-hmm. And as an audience
Since he
member,
was the greatest playwright.
Right. And that's the beautiful cover, almost radical cover. As an audience member, I go, if they're doing Shakespeare, well, they're going to have to be good. That's worthy of my time. And within that, I think Oscar has said, this proposition that this is for everybody, come play, come celebrate being a New Yorker on this day.
Right.
It just feels so beautiful.
And I think it's also just the empowering aspect of it, that all the community members and the cameo groups, and even we as quote unquote professional actors, it empowers them and
Why,
us.
Quote unquote, you are a professional
actor.
I know,
but I stopped using that term weeks ago because there really is no delineation between the actors in that room.
Well, you don't see yourself as a role model to them to some degree?
If you work hard, you can
have a career like mine.
And I hope so. I hope so. But I think what I was saying is like that it empowers them to go back to their community and say, look what we did. We can do this here now. And let's do our own version of it here in our community.
And I also think that in an odd way, it's less about the community member saying, I want to be a professional actor. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jose and many of our actors are role models to them, simply because they do it so well and they do it so well consistently.
And
they come prepared and they're ready. But I think that that for many of our community members, this isn't I want to have a career in the arts. This is I wish to express myself in this fashion. Mm-hmm. And these professional actors know how to do this. So it's less show me how to be a professional and more show me how to express myself.
We're talking about a Public Works production of Twelfth Night currently at the... It will be at the Delacorte beginning this Friday. We'll talk later about how people can get tickets. It's director Kwame Kwe Arma and actor Jose Lima are with me. And Kwame, you have talked about class in America. Is this one way to transcend it? Because Shakespeare is often seen as being for the elites.
Totally and utterly. I think all of us in theater, quote unquote, theater is deemed the high arts. And all of us who really love it wish it to be the popular arts. Mm. And that means we don't wish to just play and perform and conversate with the 4% or the 10% that walk into our theater doors. This project allows that. It allows class to be an irrelevance. It is all of us. And that's actually part of why I love doing Shakespeare in America and doing Shakespeare at the Public Theatre, because that's right at the core of their ethos.
Among the groups participating are the Fortune Society and a veterans group. Some of them must have been through some pretty traumatic experiences. Mm. Do you see this as, have they ever talked about this as a healing experience?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would be, and without going into any details, but there is one person who has been through many things, and he said to me yesterday, my older brother and sister, we've not seen each other. They were adopted out of the family. We've not seen each other ever, and they reached out to me. We're reconnecting, and we're coming to see me here on the stage of the Delacorte in Twelfth Night. In Twelfth Night, a play about family being, and you know, and that's one of the highlights of this project for me.
Jose, one of my producers watched a rehearsal, and mm-hmm. she said there's a little boy named, she thought, Khalil, mm-hmm. or Khalil.
Khalil is right.
Who seems to gravitate to you naturally on the stage, even at times that might not seem to have been planned. Is that part of the charm of doing something like that?
Oh, instantly. Like the second we walked, we met the community members, and I saw that they were a bunch of little kids, especially little boys. Like I love kids, and I always tend to gravitate towards them. And for me, when I was their age, to see an actor of color doing what I'm doing, it meant the world to me. And if I could even have any, build a bridge of any kind of relation to them to say, hey, I'm just doing something that I love, and you can do what you love, and let's have some fun while we do it.
But didn't W.C. Fields warn actors not to be on stage with a kid? The kids are going to wind up upstaging you all the time.
Happy to.
How do the community groups, the people in the community groups, get into this? Do they have to audition?
Yes, and the audition process is long and robust, but the moment that they audition is actually very free. We literally just say, come into the room and sing a song, do a speech, do a dance, say a poem, or just tell a story of your day. And from that, we work out how to cast them in the play.
And some of them have principal parts and solos.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, many of them.
Many of them have.
They outnumber us. They really do. Yeah.
When you were beginning to adapt the show, what at that time did you already know which community groups were scheduled to participate and which cameo groups?
Certainly not what cameo groups. Part of that was Shana and I's the construction. We had to work out who we wanted and how it would serve the story or the adaptation. And the community groups, yes, we knew who they were, but many of them are new. So 70% of the community groups are new to this year. It's been wonderful seeing them mix with some of those who've been in for 3 years or less, mm-hmm. and seeing them mentor the new group, saying, when we get to the Delacour, you're probably going to have to run a bit faster to get to the changing room. And it's wonderful to see that kind of community mentoring and mirroring.
Although Shakespeare might have wondered about a kung fu group.
I don't think that he would have. I've got to tell you, there's two kung fu groups, and Kobu, who are a kind of group of Japanese tap dancing kung fu magnificent artists. I tell you, when they come on, your blood rushes.
The first time I saw them purely as an audience member coming into rehearsal and just observing, and my jaw, I find myself with my jaw down to the floor.
Would it spoil it to know exactly what the postal worker does?
I'd like to say that that's the gag of the day, sir.
It's kind of great.
I heard, Jose, an interview with you online where you talked about falling asleep on stage for real, either when you were supposed to be dead or sleeping.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you really fall asleep?
That's a horrible. I can't believe that's actually. Yeah. I did a show.
Is that called method acting?
Completely. It was a long day. I was killed in like the final scene, but then I had to lie on stage for a good 8 or 9 minutes until the show ended.
That was Martin Guerre?
Yes. And it was and I woke up with a jolt. You know, when you wake up and my whole body like flexed, I'm like, great, he's not dead. And so they hit me again and I died a second time. So.
Kwame, didn't your mother want you to be a lawyer in order to have an impact in society?
Yes, she did.
So
very much.
Did you go wrong or right? Is she proud of you?
I think after a while, I think if she came to see this, I was only thinking this yesterday. You know, we have in our finale, we have the young people and the children on the front line. And I think if my mother came to see this production and she saw the diversity that's on that stage, and she saw, I think she would approve.
Well, this is the first time for both of you.
Yes.
Are you going to want to do more of these?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
I think it's probably going to be one of the highlights of my career to have done this, and not because it's just on the Delacorte, not because it's in New York, but because of the constituent parts.
Well, Baltimore needs some kind of healing.
Yes, it does.
Could you do something like this in Baltimore as well?
We're planning. That's partly why I'm here. We're investigating how to do this. And if New York can do it, we can do it.
Nice. That's fantastic.
And now, it's only a limited run. Mm-hmm. And we do have a link to ticket information on our show page at wmyc.org/Lopate. But how many shows altogether?
Five, I think. We've got, that's right, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So four, rather.
Four,
four,
yeah.
Rather. I saw that look in your eye when I said five. You were like,
I think we have our dress rehearsal on Thursday, yeah.
Of course, one of the reasons you can't do this a lot more is that these are working people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's probably one of the hardest parts of doing this is rehearsing. Because, you know, we've got 50% or more of our lead characters are from the community, and they've got day jobs.
Yeah.
And you must have a big demand from family members for tickets.
Yes. I think the public are very great at that. They kind of give everybody 3 tickets, I think, if not more. And then and make sure that they get that request in very early in the process. So I think they kind of handle that very well.
Jose, Had you always wanted to play Orsino?
I've always wanted to do Shakespeare, and Orsino is actually also one of the parts that are kind of, you know, when you see past productions, he's another royal.
Thank you both so much for being on our show. Jose Lana, who plays Orsino in a new production of Twelfth Night at the Delacorte starting this Friday, and Kwame Kwe Arma, who directed. It's been a real pleasure having both of you on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.